Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Ken Elliott to talk about manifesting 1, 2, 3, and you don't even need the three.
On Saturday, Faye Pietrakowski shares her techniques for stress busting during this hectic holiday season.
In hour number two, we present the final show of a special series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And that, of course, we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, except for today and a couple other Sundays coming up as we get into some of these sporting conflicts that kind of happen every year. And as seems to have been the tradition, the Husky women's basketball team is doing wonderful, and they're in a tournament, and they're winning. So we'll be out of here at 11:30 today for the Husky women's basketball game. And congratulations to them, and we hope they continue to win. Now, you can be in touch with us here. If you've got a behavior training or healing question for me, something on your mind about animals you want to talk about, or if you want to know what animals in crossing your path in your day-to-day life, what kind of significance they have and the messages they bring. I would entertain that, those as well, and probably have time for another question or so in this half hour. At any rate, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free, 1-888-298-5569. If you'd like to contact me about becoming part of the Animal World family of advertisers, we do have a hot new advertiser special for $26. Woohoo! A week. You get an ad on the show, interview on the show, links on the website. Can't hardly afford not to do that. So you can email me to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or give me a call at 360-217-7258. You can also contact me at that number if you want a free telephone evaluation about behavior training or healing issues with your animal friends. 360-217-7258. And if you were expecting a Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame, you just joined us. He had a family emergency this morning. Could not join us, but you can reach him at Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. His phone number is 425-903-1913, or email him at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. Alrighty then, we are going to go to the phones here, and we are headed to Manchester. And Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. It's Martha.
Yeah.
Hey,
hi,
Carol.
Martha. Yeah, hi, Martha. I always love your wonderful show.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I had a quick question about, usually you used to have on Betsy from Bellingham, you know, with her bird sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And the fellow from Carnation.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard those in a while, so I was wondering if you're still in touch with these sanctuaries?
Well, I haven't been for a while. I'll tell you, we did so much work with the bird sanctuaries for so long, it seemed time to spread the wealth around, so to speak. Also, there were... I have to be a little careful about what I can actually share on the air here. There were some issues in around the sanctuaries that came up. Betsy up in Bellingham, as far as I know, everything is still cruising along for her, and she, you know, pretty much has kept, you know, the birds that need special care and so forth. Since you've asked about, and it's Mollywood.org in Bellingham. But I'll put it on my list here. I'm making myself a note to check with Betsy. And who knows, maybe I can work in an interview with her just to see what's going on. As far as the big sanctuary in Carnation, that's where the issues came up, Carol. And unfortunately, I simply am not comfortable sharing information on the air. But some significant issues came up relating to the aftermath of the bird theft that went on. I don't know if you remember listening.
Yes.
About
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there was some significant happenings off the air, behind the scenes, that went on for some time. And the bottom line, Carol, is I got very uncomfortable. As to how everything that was going on, and I really had to make a decision that I couldn't in good conscience go on supporting this particular facility, knowing what I know.
Sure.
So that's as much as I can say. I'm hoping that at some point these issues will be resolved and worked out, and I will again feel comfortable. But I don't at this point, and I really can't go into details. So
yeah.
That's the best that I can do.
Okay, I understand. That makes perfect sense.
Now, there's another really wonderful cockatoo rescue up in Stanwood. I'm spacing the name of it right now, that I actually, she doesn't allow visitors, but she did allow me to come up, and it really is quite lovely. And I wanted to start doing some work for her. But she doesn't want any publicity.
Okay.
And, you know, like because of the thefts and that kind of stuff. And she just wants to stay under the radar. And so I've not been able to help her in that way. But, you know, there's still a lot of bird sanctuary and rescuing going on around here. But I found out some stuff that I'm just not comfortable with. And unless that can be resolved to my satisfaction, you just aren't going to hear a lot about it on the air.
Right. Sometimes giving out too much information might not benefit everybody.
Well, exactly. I don't want to get me or the show in trouble, but I also don't want to get somebody else in trouble when I can't really be sure. But there's enough going on that I have serious questions, and they have not been resolved.
Okay. Well, I was just curious, and that answers my question.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you calling. And I've got it on my note here. I'm going to check in with Betsy, and I will see if in the next couple months here, if I'll work her into our schedule on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday so we can catch up with Betsy and what she's doing, because she has nothing to do with this other stuff that's going on.
Okay. Good.
All righty. Okay, so we'll check with Mollywood.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks a lot,
calling, Carol.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, you know, what I realized I didn't get to here is that it is Thanksgiving coming up here on Thursday, so we need to talk a little bit about that. And, gosh, we're going to have to take care of advertisers here in just a couple of minutes. But then we still have a little bit of time, so if there's anybody out there that's got a subject you want to bring up, a question, or perhaps there's an animal, reptile, bird, or insect that has crossed your path recently that caught your attention and you'd like to know what that means, love you to call me about that kind of stuff. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And I think, well, it's so close to time to do advertising. Let's take care of that so we make sure we cover all the bases, you know, because without our advertisers, there is no us. We want to make sure they're taken care of before we're out of here early. And then I can chat with you about Thanksgiving and whatever else comes up. So let's take care of our advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues until 11:30 today, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Except for today, Husky Women's Basketball is blowing in at 1130, so we'll be out of here. And make sure that you check out the NuPro supplements, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check out their new one, Life Spice. Really neat. Vicki Draper also, for her crystal essences, absolutely phenomenal. She's got two free workshops coming or classes coming up. You can call her at 425-785-4232 or check her out at HealingYourAnimal.com. All righty, let's see. We've got a caller on the line, so let's make sure we get take care of that. We're going to Renton and Joanne. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Hi.
Hi, Joanne.
I had called you probably 2 years ago. It was about my Belgian draft horse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, I did what you said, and if you'll remember my...
No, you have to remind me.
Okay. Well, my farrier, my horseshoer, had hauled off and slugged him, my horse.
Ah.
And my horse, of course, reared up, took off, and he wouldn't even come near me. I would go out there. And so you had told me I had to go out and to really apologize to him because he had lost faith in me.
Uh-huh.
I did, and he responded so fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, on October 21st, I lost my dog, his Aww. Best friend, and she was an Akita, so she was very protective of both him, both the horse and I. And she would go out with me all the time. I mean, she was always in his paddock with him. She would spread his hay for him.
Aww.
She would also eat his grain, which he was never thrilled with. He'd like... When he would get a little upset, he always raises his right eyebrow,
mm-hmm.
and he would look at me like, oh, no, you know, dog slobber in my grain again,
uh-huh.
what am I going to do? Well, he has taken her death very hard,
mm-hmm.
and he stays in his stall. He did start eating again, but he goes out. He knew she was dying, I'm sure, because he was... That morning that she died, he was just sweating and running around and really bad. So everybody keeps telling me I cannot get another dog yet. But they keep saying he needs somebody. He's never had anything except her. And everybody says, oh, get a goat. Well, I don't know, you know. do you think that...
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, people just, you know... They don't give credit, you know, to animals and who they really are. And you know, they think and reason, have feelings, emotions, and all that sort of stuff. And that's like, you know, someone, your partner dies, you know, your human partner dies.
Uh-huh.
If someone said, well, you know, go get a horse.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, it's not the same thing.
No.
And it's even, you lose, you know, a horse, you lose a dog, you use a cat or whatever, and so go get another one. Well, it's not the same.
No.
And so I totally respect your need to do your grieving and so forth, and then you're not ready for another dog.
No.
And it, you know, and your horse may not want a goat. Like a goat. Or be ready for another horse as well. But I'm going to tell you a few things, and because we're up against the clock and I have to be out of here at 11:30 today.
Okay.
I don't have a ton of time. If we need to, we can continue this conversation off the air. You can call me for that phone evaluation if you want. But the first thing I would say, in most cases, animals are much better than we are at understanding physical death. Most of them know that we are physical bodies second and soul vibrations first. So they are much better at handling death and friends moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, and I would say probably most cases, when a human or an animal dies in a family, and then one of the remaining human members calls me and says, like, well, I'll tell you a story. Like my parents were alive, and I always stopped by their house after the radio show. And one day they said, "Oh, we got to talk to you about this woman at the country club because her husband died, and the dog is really, really depressed. And so everybody wants us to ask you, what can we do to help the dog?" And because the dog is just in really trouble. Anyway, so what I had to explain to them is, guess what? It isn't the dog. When you think about it, this woman who lost her husband, she'd been married to this man all of her life, all of her adult life. She was never on her own. And, you know, she's of that generation, don't wash your dirty laundry in public and all that kind of stuff. She's the one that needs the help. The dog is reflecting her. So what you guys need to do is you need to take care of the widow. And you need to help her get through this process. And when you get through this process, when she's doing okay, the dog will be well. That will let you know. As soon as the dog's okay, you'll know she's okay. So the first thing we have to look at, Joanne, is that how did you take the loss of the dog? And we know you've still got stuff going on because you know you're not ready for another one yet.
No.
So
she was 11 and a half years old.
Yeah. So,
and she, well, if you know what Akita is, they are just like stuck to you.
Right.
And she wouldn't even eat if I would leave. She was.
Okay. So what you need to know is that very likely this is rooted in you.
And
you're the one that needs to deal, you know, to do your grieving and move through this.
Okay.
So the first thing that you can do is go out and sit, you know, go with your horse and go have a heart to heart with your horse. And talk to him about, you know, God, you know, how much you miss your beloved dog. And you know that he misses the dog too, and you do too, and all of this. And take comfort within each other and grieve together. Let him help you grieve, because you need to do the crying. You need to go into that pain. You can't stuff and suppress it. Pretend it's not there. And after a while, I'll feel better and I can get another dog. No, you need to go feel it and move through it. Let your horse help you, okay? And then you can ask him, you say, hey, you know, I need you to help me get through this. We need to get through this together, so we got, you know, and then help each other, okay? And that may be all you need to do.
Okay,
I'm getting a surge of energy on this. This is going to be real helpful. Now, if that is not enough, you know, and just know that it's normal to go through, you know, the grieving state for a while. And then you can talk to your horse about then when we're both ready, we'll pick out a horse together, you know, we'll pick a new dog together. Okay. Or, you know, and so you and your horse, you need that heart bond and grieve together. Okay. I suspect that's all you need to do. But if that's not enough, then we have a couple of things. The next thing would be that we put you in touch with Darcy Pariso, you know, our communicator and medium. She can put the, you know, she can get all of you together, you, the horse, and the dog, and we can say all the things we need to and work all of that, and Darcy can help you through all of this. And then the backup to that would be our Vicki Draper, the Healing Your Animal expert, Vicki, because she also does communication, but she's got the wonderful crystal essences that you could get and poof you and the horse to get through.
Okay.
And you certainly
he
could.
He still looks for her. I mean, you can tell. He goes around and he whinnies all over.
Yep. And so that's when you go to him and you guys talk, you know, you talk to him and you guys grieve together. So we'll also have you call in for Dr. Nails in December and Jude and Paul so they can work their magic to move all this energy for you.
Okay.
But I think the big thing is for you and the horse to talk and you start grieving together and see if that doesn't shift things. That even though you both may be sad and grieving for a while, you know, you'll kind of be the two peas in a pod and you'll be supporting and helping each other.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if you need to, you can call me off the air.
Okay.
But I think the next step, if that isn't enough or you feel inclined, I'd say call Darcy.
Okay.
And let's have her make sure that everybody's clear on all of this and that you're all connected. And call on your dog. Okay, because they hang around to make sure that we're okay. So talk to her. Talk to her, and then talk to the horse, and make sure that the horse knows that the dog's around, and that he can call on her too. But see, I think you just need to get this out in the open, and you guys need to talk about your feelings.
Okay.
And if
thank
you need,
you.
And have you got my number so you can call me if you need me?
I do. I haven't. Thank
you. Okay. All right.
Much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'll say some prayers, and you call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I have just enough, very little time to tell you. Thanksgiving's coming up on Thursday. Be careful about feeding all your Thanksgiving food to your animal friends, especially if you have little dogs. Watch the fatty, greasy stuff that you don't eat. Do not give it to your little dogs because you can cause a pancreatitis. Make sure that they're safe with that. Let's see. Next week, encore presentation of Talk With Your Animals Sunday with Darcy. Tune in to hear that. And then the first Sunday of December will be Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we're going to have extra time with Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. We'll have lots of time to talk elephants and pandas and any other wildlife issues that she wants to bring up that we need to talk about. So, boy, we are out of here. Mike, thank you. Prescott, thank you. Kathy, wherever you are, thank you. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. And as always, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.